Right now, the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
Thank you, Craig, and welcome to you, Monty.
Thank you.
Filling in for Giorgio today. All right, are any of you guys in love with the Duke and Windsor of Sussex, or whatever their names are, Meghan and Harry?
In love?
Yeah, what are they? They're the Duke and Duchess of Windsor, of Sussex, of...
They still hold that title?
Of Invictus?
Disowned.
Well, I thought that they... Didn't they not hoover up some titles from Prince Andrew that vacated a whole bunch of them recently?
Yeah, he had to give up everything.
Yeah.
It is the Duke of Sussex, yes.
Is she the Duchess of Sussex?
She would be, yes.
She would be?
If they still officially hold that title, then yeah.
Okay. Well, Prince Harry is apologizing. Did you see for what?
I made a comment earlier tonight.
No, he didn't declare something the capital of the world.
Did he take his trash out like on an off day or something?
Accidentally put the recycling out too early?
Yeah.
No, he wore an L.A. Dodgers cap in Game 4 of the World Series.
The nerd.
Baseball?
And then that upset Canada, which is part of the British Commonwealth.
Oh.
And since the Blue Jays are the only major league team in Canada, they felt snubbed by the prince.
Okay.
Well, imagine having to think about an entire country like that every time you put a shirt on.
That's right.
Wait, hold on.
Is this going to offend?
It's going to get mad.
The Canadians? I don't know how many. Are there like 30 different countries still in the Commonwealth? I don't know how many are in the British Commonwealth anymore. And it's still confusing to me as a true American.
Mm-hmm.
Why is Canada still associated with Britain? What's going on there?
56 countries still 56. In the Commonwealth.
And what does that afford them? Like, does that mean that Britain will defend their shores if someone tries to invade them? What benefit do they get from being under King Charles's sausage fingers?
I don't know.
Bingo.
Couldn't he also spin it, though, that his wife is from Los Angeles? They live there now. I mean, does he really need a reason even to put on an L.A. hat?
Well, he gave an exclusive interview with the CTV News, which I'm assuming is Canadian something or another. And he says, firstly, I'd like to apologize to Canada. I can't really do a British voice, so. I'd like to apologize to Canada for wearing it. Secondly, I was under duress. There wasn't much choice. He explained that he was invited by the Dodgers owner to the game, and he thought that wearing the team hat was going to be a polite gesture.
Which it was.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. And then during the interview with CTV, he says, I'm going to wear this from now on. And he put on a Blue Jays cap. And he did add, when you're missing a lot of hair on top and you're sitting under floodlights, you'll take any hat that's available. Which he kind of saved himself there for
me.
That's
funny.
that's funny. Why didn't the Royals get the latest in hair transplant technology?
Right.
Yeah, he can't fly to Turkey and do the $3,000 all-week-inclusive bit?
Yes. Go to Turkey, get the new head of hair, get a butt implant to where you look really Kardashian hot when you're sitting in the throne on-deck circle or whatever William's sitting in.
Is he in the hole waiting?
No, he's on deck.
Okay.
He's on deck.
He's on deck, yeah. But Harry is... Is Harry...
In the hole.
Oh, yeah. Harry would be in the hole.
And William is on deck.
Yeah. And William has gone with the just bald top, but he keeps the George Jefferson, Walker Raley hair around the side of his head.
And I don't get it.
Yeah, instead of just shaving the whole thing.
And we accept women wearing wigs all the time. Why can't guys just wear wigs? I'm talking not hairpiece, not toupee, but full wig. Like some days he comes in and he looks like he's a member of 1987 Whitesnake.
Right.
And then other days he comes in and he's got kind of a Jackie Chan looking hairpiece.
Make it a bit.
Yeah. Switch it up.
The tabloids over there would love it.
Yeah. Doesn't, Sir Elton John wears wigs all the time. Mm-hmm. We accept it. It's fine. The British royals need to move to wig technology.
Yes.
By the way, Prince William's sons are the ones that are in the hole.
Oh, that's right.
Harry got moved down the batting order once William had kids.
That's right. Yeah, so Harry's way down the batting order now. He'll never see it.
Probably a fun Thanksgiving.
I don't understand why they don't just elect their kings over there.
I don't know. Have you asked them? You were over there.
When was I over there?
Like a decade ago. You should have brought it up.
Well, I felt it impolite. I was wearing my Dodgers cap at the time, and they were kind of mad at me over there.
I think Monty's right. This is on you.
Right. I like to blame everything on you, Gordon.
Okay. Let me ask you this, Monty, secretly. Like, you enjoy the touch of a woman, right? You lean that way.
If made available.
Yeah.
Yes.
The rare occasion, sure. Haley's comment.
If female flesh were available to you, you would enjoy that.
Now you're speaking my language.
Okay. Meghan Markle. Would you be with Meghan Markle if you had to put up with Meghan Markle?
Is she a current woman with a pulse?
Okay. I think I'm getting your answer now.
So if you answer yes to both of those,
could you imagine if Monty and Meghan Markle were together?
So that's the bar, by the way, Monty. Current woman with a pulse is the bar.
All the Instagram photos that Monty has to be a part of. She's always dragging him out to fields of sunflowers where they're having to pose and just so coupled up.
See her pushing me through a
see her what?
Ball. Pushing.
Okay. Yes. But she would upgrade your chair. She would think that chair's not good enough. It needs to be all bedazzled and
I would 100% bedazzle my chair for Meghan Markle. I've said that since I saw her.
Really? That was your statement one. When you first saw her, you said I will bedazzle my chair for her.
I have two things that I can do to one up Harry. One, the hair.
Right. You got a nice, beautiful full head of hair.
A wheelchair that can be bedazzled.
Right. He does not have that.
He's in a wheelchair. Yeah.
Sucks for him.
I love the way Monty thinks of his advantages.
How funny would the Meghan and Monty Oprah interview be?
I don't know what it is, but everything I see about her, she makes me so nervous.
Really?
Yeah, because I don't think she would take disagreement very well.
She seems pretty pliable, like she would be willing to meet you halfway on something. Wherever you want to go tonight for dinner.
I watched that four-part interview or mini-series that they did, documentary on themselves that they did.
Mm-hmm.
She's so down to earth.
I mean, God bless her. She did well. She lives her dream. She's living her best life. And I just, for your sake, Monty, I don't want you to marry her.
Well, she checks two of my biggest boxes. So,
which are?
Current woman that has a pulse.
Okay. Speaking of, I did a little research for you, Monty, to find out what are the sex trends that you need to try in 2025.
Good, let me write these down.
So you only have, I believe, just about a little over a month to get all this stuff done. But one is you need to explore new erogenous zones.
On himself?
Well, it says that you need to expand your map of pleasure, explore new sensations through sensation play.
Hold on. Monty, do you have a map of pleasure?
You have a map of your erogenous zones?
Can you point on Daddy where the erogenous zones are so I have an idea?
Techniques such as temperature play, feather-light touches, and deep pressure are gaining popularity as people move beyond the conventional. The taboo surrounding areas such as the annuity is diminishing, and more people are exploring there. So this should be the next month and a half should be the year of Monty's anus.
What is this, like a the Chinese anus. New Year where it's just only for a few months? Like, what do you mean?
Well, I mean, it's 2025, and we only have, you know,
so I got
over a month. But
jam-pack a year.
Yes, this next month is the year of Uranus.
Monty play in the 6 weeks?
Yes. Yes.
Well, I mean, if Gordon says so, I got to try all these things out.
Have you guys ever heard of pressure play?
No.
Or temperature play?
No.
Okay.
I'm starting with missionary, and I'll work my way to that.
Yeah, Monty's still, he's on step one.
You gotta let me catch up here.
Well, we wish you well, Monty.